Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. I have an amazing show. We've started to work on, you know, what's going to be happening in 2019. So I'm very, very honored to bring back to the show Peace Mother, Gita Sacred Song. And we're going to just play today and talk about, you know, if we have any feelings about 2019. I've heard some people say that it's the divine alignment year. I'm not exactly sure what that means, and I'm not sure anybody really has any insight as to what that actually means. Some people say because 2018 was the divine feminine, and people believe that 2020 is going to be the divine masculine, that it's the alignment between the two. But then we've heard, you know, it'll be interesting to see everybody's perspective on what this new year is going to be about. Obviously, we're coming to the end of 2018. We're looking forward to a new year. We always look forward to a new year. Sometimes we make resolutions. I don't tend to like resolutions so much as because it's basically us trying to control ourselves. And I'm not so sure that we necessarily, you know, if we look at our intentions, if we look at what our heart desires, those are different than, you know, stopping this or that, or trying to fix, change, heal. They're different types of concepts. So I am very honored to welcome you back to the show and excited to hear what you sort of are looking at when you look at a new year and what that means for you and for your team and everybody. I know that you've got a new book coming out, which will be exciting. We can talk a little bit about that, but welcome to the show and happy, happy 2019.
Thank you so much, dearest Lori, and all the very best for you and your listeners in not only 2019, but also in the way that we end 2018. Important. So, you know, we can simplify all of this. Of course, everything you said has such wisdom and great value, and it can become confusing for a seeker on the path, any path. Is it this? Is it that? I teach all my students and everyone who's in contact with me, what I share with them and encourage them to do is always find the middle path. Find the middle path, because the fact is there's truth to this and there's truth to that. There's power in this and there's power in that. So the main thing is stay luminous as impeccable warriors of light. That's really our core purpose year after year after year. Year beginning, year ending, year in the middle, year in the quarter. Impeccable warrior of light. Impeccable warrior of light. Living our luminous self. And if we strive to live as our luminous self, then everything aligns. We know what we need to do. There is no back and forth. Well, I take that back, because, of course, there's always very fine lines that we must discern, and that's part of the path, is discerning. Well, what does it mean to be love in action? Is it tough love? Is it soft love that's needed? Is it middle love that's needed? What is compassion in this instance? So, yes, there are those layers, but overall, we can all agree and should all agree, if we're in our wisdom mind, that love, compassion, caring, acts of kindness, going for our dreams, dreaming big, staying strong in the light, staying away from pettiness, these type of things, that those are our beacons. We look at that. We know, for example, should I do everything I can to break away from this habit? Let's say somebody's a smoker. Chain smoker, smoker, even occasional smoker, be it of marijuana, be it of cigarettes. Of course, lots of people drink and they don't think there's anything wrong with that, because it's a social thing. And we can really get into that, do a whole show on that, on how that holds back humanity. But the point is that in our soul of souls, in our heart of hearts, we know, you know, no one ever really teaches us anything. What those who remember more than we do, those who are more conscious, they light up within us. They illumine within us a remembrance. They awaken us from our shamanic amnesia of, aha, yes, that's right. Now I remember. But of course, it's so clear. Why wasn't it before? You see? But it was always inside of us. So as far as the ending of this year and the beginning of next year, I will say that every day to all of us is a teacher if we're paying attention. And it's hard to pay attention, isn't it? Mm. You know, we get swept up. We get swept up in the emotions of the moment and the heatedness and the intensity of the moment. And so we lose the focus. And that's what living as an impeccable warrior of light is training yourself to not lose the focus. Don't lose the focus. I always love to use the example about the lion. You know, a dog, for example, you know, the dog's just so needy for love that you throw the stick and it chases the stick time after time after time, right? And it never tires of chasing the stick. You throw it to the left and it chases it. Throw it to the right, it chases it. But they say you only throw a stick at a lion once. That's a good one, right? Only. So I tell my students always, and I encourage everyone I meet, it's like, be the lion, be the jaguar, be the tiger, be that big cat energy, because that big cat energy represents the power of the universe, the luminous power. So let us not lose our focus. We all say we want to be happy. We all feel we want to be happy. We desire this, we desire that. All right, but what is the core of your happiness? Get to the core of the happiness. Because to me, and I'm sure to many people that stand in wisdom, having a thing, having a this or a that, that's a temporary fix. That's a flash of happiness. But you'll notice that the happiness over the accomplishment, it doesn't last. Before it, we're already on to the next thing. We say, oh, thank you, God. And then that's it. No more thank you, God. But if we focus on the core happiness, then that's a happiness that will stay with us forever. Because what is core happiness? It is peace. It is tranquility. It is serenity. It is self-confidence. It is self-love. It is loving others, understanding their path, understanding who they really are, understanding ourselves and who we really are, understanding the path and what it really is. And when we understand that, then that fills us with a sense of coming home, because that is our home. Our impeccable warrior of light nature is our home. Our luminous nature is our home. It's our core being. It's what we are, what we've been, what we will always be, despite the different reincarnations, despite the different disguises that we put on, despite the different personalities that we take on in either throughout our lifetime or from lifetime to lifetime. What stays with us, what is our home, is what is inside the sacred temple of the heart, and that is the golden virtues, the golden values. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so 2018. So let's talk about your great question of, you know, people say this and that about the years. You'll remember that there was so much about 2011, 2012. And of course, there was before that, there was a lot about the harmonic convergence. Mm. And yes, there are these cosmic moments. However, if we don't do the work, then how does it change our life? Mm. It changes somebody's life. Is it changing ours? Is it changing your life? And so how do we make sure that whatever the energies are there, whatever positive energies, that we can make the best of them? If someone says, oh, this is going to be a negative energy year, then you have the choice, for example, whether it's negative energy or somebody says it's a positive energy year, you have the choice to believe it or not. You have the choice to reject it or not. You have the choice. This is something that we focus on in Impeccable Warrior of Light training, to always remain focused on the fact that we have a choice. So I, for example, there may be teachers that tell their students and the followers of their teachings, think like I do. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. I tell those around me that studies teachings are in contact with me, hear me, listen to me, is find your own way, find your own truth, because we have to do the work. Nobody can do the work for you. I can suggest something. For example, those that are close to me, they may tell me they have this problem, that problem. What should I do? And I may say to them, well, I see this, 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 and this dynamic. And I see these possibilities, and I feel that this could benefit you. But don't go by what I say. That's just what I'm feeling. I'm tuning into. You tune in. You do the meditation time. You take the walks. You talk intensely with your spirit guides, with your divine protectors. You get to know them. You get to know their language. You learn how the universe communicates with you. You learn that. I can't infuse that into you with a snap of a finger. It has to be honed. It has to be cultivated. So 2018, I always do numerology on the year. So, for example, on 2019, it's 2019. So that's a 12, right? It's 2 and 1 is 3. 3 and 9 is 12. And then if you add up the 1 and the 2 in 12, that equals 3. Now, again, everyone has their beliefs on what a 1 means. What does a 2 mean? What does a 10 mean? I know people that don't see it the way I do. And then that's their truth. So go for it. I see 3 as very good because, you know, in the Mayan cosmology, then you have the hearth and you have for the fire. You have the 3 stones. So they always talk about the 3 stones. And the three is very good then. It also represents harmony. So it has some of that 4 energy of stability because if you put three stands underneath something, you can hold it up. So it has that. But I also feel it brings temporary delays. So it brings delays, but they are delays that you can work through if you choose to. But again, that's just my interpretation. And just to shake everybody up, which is always good, I always also say, you know, that's my belief of this moment today. Tomorrow I may feel something different because I'm always tuning in. I'm not stuck. I refuse to be stuck. Let's not be in boxes. Let's take whatever comes to us, put it to work, test it out, and then learn something from it that helps us either believe in that more or believe something else that's going to serve us in staying in the light, not something that's going to serve us in staying petty and making the world a more miserable place, but instead of making it a brighter place. So I feel 2019. So my putting the numerology aside, I feel that we're at a point where it's becoming more evident every day that the light is on the move. It was always on the move. However, it's when it's on the move, it's doing its best to, it's striving to uplift us, open us, expand us. And then there is the dark side that's pushing on us to stay stuck, to stay small, to be little, to be petty, to be fearful. So there's this battle for the soul, always has been. It's there. And so there's the push back, you know, left, right, up, down, like a little ball. You know, we're just being moved around. We're a ball of energy and we're being moved around. But I feel like that where we're at as humanity is that the reason things are getting more intense every day is because it's pushing everyone to make a choice constantly, every second, every breath. We're at a point of choice. We always have been, but now it's becoming so clear. And now there is this discomfort that's growing with our smallness when we try to put on the little jacket. And sometimes it's a straight jacket. And we're trying to put that on, or we're in this little box. And we're really starting to feel, due to the grace of the light that is shining so intently on us, we're feeling the restraints of pettiness, of smallness, of darkness. And we're feeling the voice, we're hearing the voice of the legions of light, of our divine protectors, more than ever reminding us, but you can be this great. You can be still. You can be quiet within. You can be confident. And we're seeing, for example, that sometimes the darkness wins. You see an increase in suicides in every country. There's an increase in suicides, for example. There's increase in narcotics dependence with the help of the medical community that now has to realize what they've created. So many things, the pollution, the way we've treated Mother Earth. It's all coming back to face us now. Look, this is what you've created. But there is the light that's also giving us these flashes. Our children are meditating. These amazing children are being born who are teaching the parents and who are teaching humanity of how to love, how to forgive, how to be kind, how to uplift. And what we all must know, must master, is how to be strong in that kindness, mighty in our light. That is the key. And when we are that, we will shape 2019 to be its greatest version, because 2019 is going to be very different for every person. Some people are going to accomplish greater things than they ever have because the opportunity is there. There's so much light and they're already full of light and they're ready for the light and they love the light and they have no problems, no qualms with aligning with the light. So they're going to reap all those blessings. They're going to receive them. But there will be others who are struggling, and there will be some who will leave the planet. They won't be able to rise to the occasion, to reach out for that cord of light. And they're physically tired, or they are beaten up by the darkness, and they're going to let go of that cord and they're going to leave. So it's going to be different for everyone. However, you and I, all of you who are listening, you're listening to Lori's show because you do love the light, because you do long for more luminous expansion within yourself. And those who do the work, they have a fighting chance, and it's a fighting chance. You got to fight for it. It's a game. Game on, kids. Game on, my dear ones. You got to put forth your best game, and you got to kick that soccer ball through the goal line or sink that basketball through the hoop. You got to sink it, do it, do it. You got to blaze the light in everything, in every way, in every direction. Do you agree, my dear ones? Do you agree, Lori?
Yeah, absolutely.
So those that live as champions of light, and all it takes to live as a champion of light is to choose to do that, to say, I'm a champion of light, and I'm going to live as a champion of light. And when temptation comes up to be negative and to feel powerless, to instead go to the light, talk to the light, invoke solutions, invoke power, luminous power, invoke that divine determination. And those that do that, then they're going to experience huge breakthroughs in 2019. And this planet, humanity, it's on the move also. Consciousness is on the move. So we will see so many breakthroughs, as we saw in 2018, with the recognition of the power of the divine feminine, of women's rights, of women's consciousness, the divine feminine arising in everyone, more care for the planet, more awareness, at least, that the planet's in trouble, that we've got to do something, more awareness that hate is not the way, division is not the way. So we've seen that. We became aware of it. And in 2019, let me put it this way, the impetus is there. The light is impressing itself upon us. It's flooding us with this luminous awareness. And so if we stop and allow ourselves to feel it, feel the luminous power, then we will be able to align with that light. We'll be able to say, I want to be your instrument, oh beloved light. Put me to work. Tell me what to do. Show me and give me the courage and self-confidence to do it. Those beings that do that, then 2019 can be an awesome year. Let's go for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that it everybody's different and everybody's path is very unique. What are some of the greatest things that we can do? Obviously, you've said set our intentions to be, you know, a warrior of light, or I did become part of a warrior program where, you know, we talked a lot about the light and the dark and how we needed to be there to step up to fight the dark. And after, you know, being with them for a few years, it felt like there was so much emphasis on the dark that it attracted more to us than the light. I mean, I always felt light, but there was something about the teachers and some of the people involved. It felt heavier. So I understand what you mean, and I like the concept, but I like to get caught up in the perspective or the thought of having to fight my way. I mean, we do it, and I know people that, you know, couldn't do it and took their lives, and that breaks my heart when that happens, because as much as I say it, I'm definitely a fighter. I just don't like the idea of feeling like I have to fight all the time. Like sometimes it just feels so messy. Does that make sense?
I totally understand. So there's so much there to cover, so much that we can share about back on looking at it from many different sides. You know, I have this exercise that I do when I used to do programs to illustrate to people how easily we give up our power. So we can say we give it up. We can say it's stolen from us, whatever you call it. When it's gone, it's gone. So what I would do is I would give the person a piece of paper in their hand. And I wouldn't tell them what I was doing. I would just say, you know, hold this, hold on to this. And then I would just snatch it from them. And it was real easy to do always. And I would say, okay, the reason I was able to snatch it from you is because you didn't know, number one, that that's your power. Number two, that someone's going to snatch it from you. And so you weren't prepared. You didn't know how to defend yourself, as in martial arts. You know, for example, you don't like to fight. I understand that. However, if you go into say you're just minding your business and you're in a shopping center or a restaurant or something, and somebody throws a punch at you, you should know how to deflect that punch. Isn't it so much better to deflect it than to get hit in the face, end up with a broken face or a broken rib? It's so much better when you have defense skills. So in my book, The Impeccable Warrior of Light, which is now being, soon we won't be selling that book in that complete form. We've divided it up into many ebooks to make it easier for people to just focus on one part of the teaching or the other. But in there, I share that, you know, there are people, psychics, for example, who will tell people that you don't have to worry about dark forces, you know, they don't exist. There's actually, you know, people that say that. And what makes me think of is, would you send someone into the big city without warning them? That they, look, you're going to meet good people, they're going to be kind, they're going to be considerate, and there's going to be pocket thieves. There's going to be people that are going to try to steal your bag, your purse. You need to be aware. If you're going to drive a car, you need to be aware that not everybody that's on the road is going to be this compassionate being that's just going to stay in their lane and drive responsibly, because that's not life on planet Earth. Here we have people that drink before they drive, they do drugs, they may not even mean to cause a crash, but they're on their cell phone, they're upset with somebody. So there are these energies and forces around us. I don't feel that it helps anybody to not be aware of that. Now, so number one, I feel that everyone should be aware. If you are not aware that something could be dangerous to you, you won't take precautions. That's why we take vitamins. That's why we work out. That's why we listen to the health reports. Don't eat these bad oils. Eat the good oils, right? Mm-hmm. Now, it's not that you couldn't, if you had a really high-powered mind, that you couldn't transform it and transform that bad oil into a good oil. But not everybody has that skill. So then you must know how to transform things, right? You must know how to transform. Now, if somebody, for example, if someone is on the verge of committing suicide, are you going to say, oh, you know, I don't like to fight, so I'm not going to fight for them? If someone's drowning, aren't you going to do everything you can to use your skills to get in there and save that life? So just to hopefully like to clarify like what Impeccable Warrior of Light teaches that might be different from somebody else's approach, though they may sound similar, is it's like exactly like martial arts. In martial arts, if you have a good teacher, they tell you, you don't go pick a fight so that you can use your skills. Mm-hmm. That's not what true warrior is. But if your skills are needed, you must hone those skills so perfectly so that if it's a life or death situation, you will be able to save the life, yours or someone else's. So if now this is a very big subject mm-hmm. that you brought up, and really we could do many a show on that. But you know, to try to share with everyone some gems that I trust that will help them. So the great Saint Milarepa from the Kagyu Tibetan Buddhism lineage. So Milarepa, he was sent to the caves by his teacher, Marpa the translator. And he was told that you're not going to mingle a lot with people. You're just going to radiate light from those caves in the mountains, the mountaintops. So he's over there and he's by himself. And so he would constantly, just like they talk about Jesus getting attacked, just as the story is that the Buddha, you know, was attacked all along, and especially right at the end before his enlightenment, that all the dark forces just threw all every dark image into his mind to try to keep him from reaching enlightenment. And so with Marpa, the Milarepa. So Milarepa was all of these dark forces of the area and of the cosmos. They knew that he was a great soul who would go on to begin a lineage, the Kagyu lineage of Tibetan lamas and Tibetan teachings, Tibetan Buddhism. So they would come and they would, you know, torture him and torment him, his mind, and battle with him. Because when somebody's tormenting you, you can do one of two things. You can attempt to just dissolve. And sometimes you just have to give him a good smack. But you never do it out of hatred. You do it because you understand you are sacred. And you are off limits to dark forces that would try to damage, block, derail, poison, taint your highest destiny, your mind, your body, your spirit, your light. So, for example, so if you reached out to me and you try to grab my power, you know what I would do? I'd slap your hand. Not out of meanness. Not out of hatred. I don't hate anyone or anything. But I would send you the very clear message. Don't do that. My light is my light. It was assigned to me by God, by the light force. It's my essence of who I am. Don't you ever even think that you can tamper with my light, that you can take one particle of it. Now, I'm happy to give you my light in the form of love. I'll radiate that to you, and I call forth your illumination. But you stealing my light, you trying to damage me, you trying to hamper me from uplifting humanity and fulfilling my highest destiny, that's not going to go over well today or ever. So let me put it one more way, and understanding that, again, everybody has different points of view, but I really do want to encourage everyone to get to the reality of this. Don't let yourself be hampered by ideas, because on the path, we're full of ideas, and every step brings us to another belief. But we must keep going, evolving that belief to so you get to the purest point of understanding. So, for example, do you have children, Lori?
No.
Okay, so let's say you, I'm sure you must have someone in your life you love. You have, let's say you have someone in your life that a child, like a child, you know, someone small or maybe a pet, someone that you really adore, that you just want to protect. And if somebody burst into your house, first of all, and started to wreck your house, what would you do? Would you fight?
It's a good question. It's one of those questions that you ask yourself. All, I mean, I do anyway. It's something that I think about. Yes, I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I think, I don't know. I know that that's not necessarily part of my experience, but energetically, I know that it is part of my experience. Physically, I've never really. It's never been something that's ever really happened to me ever in my life. So I don't know what would happen.
Well, you're right. I mean, in the sense that you don't know what would happen. And at that moment, you might just radiate such brilliant light looking at the person and just disarm them. It could happen. Everything's possible. But we should be prepared. We should be prepared if so. You know,
Of
nowadays,
course.
for example, shootings, I don't know about your country, but in the US, in the USA, shootings are people, you know, people in clubs, people in schools, the children in schools, they're all constantly on lockdown. And because there have been so many shootings and attempted shootings and shooters in the area. So we have to have warrior skills, whether that warrior skill might not be that you physically tangle, but you must interact with what's happening. We cannot ignore it. That doesn't build
Capability.
strength. If you live in the forest and there are wild animals and there are pitfalls, there are tar traps, you've got to know the terrain. And for this, we learn the human condition. And that's why we don't hate anybody, no matter what they did. We never hate anyone because we understand it's part of the human condition. Darkness is darkness. We all on the path to enlightenment experience darkness. It's just that someone may have experienced deeper darkness that took them over in a much greater way and overwhelmed their light, and then they lost the balance. So back to the question of would you fight? Let us say you would interact. You have to interact because, as they say, when it comes to defending peace, no action is an action. So, for example, those who are passive as dictators and fascism and this darkness overwhelms a country or a planet, no action is an action. If you don't take action to dissolve the danger, then you're saying it's okay. And that's what we must be aware of is choose wisely. I believe that we're all different, yes, and we'll all defend ourselves in different ways at different times, but we should be prepared. We should understand the darkness. The darkness, if you don't understand it, for example, if you don't understand how the addiction demon takes someone over, then you too could one day, you don't know, like you said, who knows what you're going to do. If the force is strong enough, you might get tempted. You might, get on prescription medications and then it becomes an addiction. And before you know it, you're off to the next step and the next step and the next step. It's only through grace that we stay free of these, of any shade of darkness, any level of it. But it's not meant to be that we just sit there and expect the universe to do everything and we don't do our part. So it is good to ask oneself, what would I do? Even though in the moment a spirit would take over and then we don't know what spirit will do. But it's good to ask oneself, what would I do? And that's part of being an impeccable warrior of light, is to be prepared. Just like I was saying in martial arts, if you're a really great martial artist, people might not even know it. You don't go around, wow, 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 doing the moves and seeing, showing off and doing the kicks. You don't do that. It should shine through, and you're ready when needed, and you have that as an impeccable warrior life, for example, you should have that mental ability, that mental clarity, that champion's heart, that when an opportunity comes up to be a hero, that you don't succumb to fear, insecurity. So everybody can then, I think one thing that I hope they will take from this show is contemplate. What does it mean to be courageous? How, ask yourself, if you were in that, in a situation where someone was going to harm somebody, how would you stop it? How would you, what would you do? We're not talking about physically fighting. I don't picking fights.
No.
I don't go around picking any kind of fight, not verbal, not mental, not. But I am ready that when I see something, I mentally, energetically begin dissolving it. If it's negative, I'm on it. I am on it. I see it. And this is what we teach in the Impeccable Warrior of Light is number one, state what you see. Don't allow yourself to be asleep, because when you're asleep, you got put to sleep by a dark force. So it got the best of you. It just won that round. And whether you want to fight or not, and again, I'm not talking about physically fighting, but if whether you want to fight or not, but the dark forces love fight. That's what they do. If you, for example, said, well, I'm going to dissolve them. My way of fighting is going to be just to radiate so much love into them, to dissolve them, transform them. That's great. That's fine. But that is fighting. It is being in the battle. So maybe if we get the word fighting out of there for you, and just see it as interacting and defending. I do think we have to use the word defending, because if a child is going to be abused somehow and you have the chance to defend it, I feel we should. Of course, we should defend it. And children are being attacked all the time, and they're just powerless in the sense of nobody's given them direct training. So whether it's a child, whether it's an elderly person, now, for example, now I've only spoken with you a few times, but you do have this warrior energy in you. For example, I imagine that if someone did something, like say it was an elderly person and was abusing them somehow, and I think if you found out about it, you'd start making phone calls. You'd start getting people, to look into it. You would take action. You're an action person. I don't know you that well, but I do feel from just sensing your energy, you're an action person and you are a warrioress. It's just that I think it's the words, the semantics that
is.
are causing some turmoil within you on what that means exactly.
I think what it is, again, when I was part of this group, the focus was so much on fighting the darkness that I think it actually brought more darkness. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're so focused on fighting the darkness, it tend, I don't know, like it just tended to bring more, and
I
everybody's
understand.
awareness was like that's all they ever thought about, and it felt unbalanced.
I understand. I understand. So, thank you for bringing that up, because yes, I always strive with when we do any kind of PR, put out any kind of something about what we do, that it be really clear to people. Sometimes my students, the ones that handle those departments, they will write something, and I say the same thing, which is don't talk about the darkness all the time. It's like, of course we have to mention it, because this is psychic defense, what we
Right.
teach. And it's not just what we teach, by the way, my dear ones that are listening. Every master has told us, wake up, be aware, understand there's going to be temptation, there's going to be distraction. These are dark forces. You can call them, like I've said before, you can call them jelly beans, but their nature is dark. Their nature is mean, mean-spirited. Their nature is to abuse. That's their nature. Just like bacteria that will kill you, it's its nature. It's just doing what it was made to do. And it's up to us to take care of ourselves and be aware and maintain cleanliness and purity, so we don't wind up with that virus, for example. So for example, I agree that the focus should be on the light. That's why we are impeccable warriors of light, not impeccable warriors of always battling the darkness.
There you go.
So we're impeccable warriors of light, and really that is my desire, my wish for 2018 and 2019 and every year forever after and everywhere and always, always into eternity for everyone, is that you love the light, that you not just go beyond love, adore, adore, adore the light. Adore the light because it's your essence, it's your home, it's your core. Adore the light, but also understand that here and in other realms in the universe, in the cosmos, it was created that there are forces who then feed off of your light, but they don't use it for good. Okay? The ones that use the light for good, they give you light. Just like we who are healers, we give light. We never steal it from anybody. We give. But there are people that will steal from your bank account and they will hack into your computer, are there not?
Yeah.
So you have to know how to protect yourself online, right? You have to know how to protect your car. You have to know how to protect your home. And everybody has to make choices of what that means. But just, I would encourage everyone that don't draw in, don't dig down fence posts. Do it as an experiment, see how it goes, and then keep improving on it and expanding on it. But yes, the focus should be the light. Because just like, for example, here in Mexico, speaking of suicide, I'm in Mexico, and in Mexico for years they've had this movement where people are adoring death. They are buying statues of this dark form called death, and that's what they build altars around. And so one of my students, he worked in a store where they sold many things, and I told, and he was constantly getting sick, and I told him, the reason you're getting sick is because that man that owns that store, he should not be selling those things because you are glorifying death. I said, why are you not glorifying life? Glorify life. Glorify the light. Understand death. Yes. Respect death. So you can talk to it. They say death is always right beside us, walking with us every step of the way. And in the Hindu tradition, death is not a bad thing. It's one of the gods, the god of death. And it has death. We all have to have death of everything. Death of summer and fall becomes winter. However, when you're glorifying death, like you said, if you're glorifying the darkness, then you're not glorifying the light. You're not glorifying life. So I agree that our focus should be on the light, but we should must understand that we cannot just be in what I call la la land.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like la 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 la. Oh, everything's beautiful, everything's wonderful. Well, we must understand, unfortunately or fortunately, and it's both, that there are forces, there are beings taken over by those forces who have become dark. And for example, if someone is, like I tell people with their purses when they just leave them around, I tell them, you must understand, there are people who are desperate. If you leave your purse in your car within sight, you're tempting them. Why would you tempt them into committing that act? They can't help themselves. This is a very loud voice inside their head saying, I need the money for my drugs. I need it. I need it. I will do anything for it. Why would you tempt that? Why not instead be compassionate, take the precaution, be responsible for your energy, your things, and pray for that, for those beings that they become free of those dark forces. So interaction. Everybody's going to do it differently. Not everybody's going to think my way. I don't expect that. It's not important to me. What is important to me is that we all reach enlightenment. We become so one with the light. And how do we do that? First and foremost, we must love the light. We must honor the light. We must respect the light, and we must understand we are that light. The big light and us individually are one. Pash in la ketch. We are one. There is no separation. However, if you open the door and just say, whoever wants to come in and rob the store, take all the jewels, go ahead, then you did it to yourself. And we're here to learn to not do that to ourselves. To really honor. When you honor something and you respect it, for example, a temple, you say there's a temple that you really love going to, and it provides so much good to so many people. You would not be happy to know that someone came in and ransacked it and destroyed this and threw slime all over. You would figure out how can we make sure this doesn't happen again. So I trust that that's helpful. And if not, well, I'm certainly very open to more questions about it. And that we, a good teacher will always strive to help students and anyone hearing the teachings to be able to connect with them. And everybody is different. So we must find ways, creative ways of how can I share with this? And also understanding that soul evolution is an evolution. It's a process. What I believed and how I saw things when I was 19 and when I was 29 and when I was 39, I was 49 and 59. It's evolved. It's evolved. So when I was younger, I didn't want to hear about the dark forces like lots of people. You know, I couldn't even fathom, like, what are they? I don't, you know, they scared me. And now you see, you know, what a mighty warrior I am. I'm not scared of them. In fact, they're scared of me. Yes, they're scared of me because the blazing light will consume them. The blazing light will take over that. Just like when you have a virus and you take a medicine and it kills that virus, then that virus exists no more. So we have to be the antivirus. We have to be such a bright, shining light that anywhere we gaze, it's like x-rays, you know? It's like superpowers, like in the movies. Whew, we gaze, transformed. We embrace someone, they're filled with light. We pray for them, we think of them, light reaches them. And you do that all the time. You pray for people, you defend them, right?
Yes. Yes.
So you're doing the work. So you're doing it your way. But thank you for bringing that up because, yes, the focus should be on the light, on everything it is, but also understanding that there are forces that want to steal this golden treasure that we've been given. They want to steal our luminous essence. And that's their nature. Just like, you know, right now, I don't know how big your town is, but one of my students is going to New York and been going to New York. And it's a big city and any big city. And I grew up in a small town, but now that small town, it has so much drug trafficking coming through there, is what I've been told. So the crime rate has gone up a lot. Businesses broken into, homes being a lot of homes, a lot of looting. That's what happens. So that's why we have to call in the light, call in the light. So just lastly on that, so for those of you who feel fear about the dark forces, might feel it's overwhelming, don't want to think about it, just invoke the light. And whoever you see suffering in illness, disbalance of any kind, yourself, ask the light, ask the legions of light. You can call them the legions of light. You can call them divine protectors. You can call specific forms of luminous beings and energies and invoke them. And establish such a strong connection with them that your faith is unwavering. This is what a master is. A master has mastered their connection with the light. And through that connection, people can come to them and be healed of addictions, of illnesses. Miraculously, they can be healed. Solutions come for business problems, relationship problems. Why? Because that connection with their light is so great that they're a pure instrument for the light. And when that light comes through from the universe, it pours through their being, through their arms and legs and feet, through their eyes, through their mouth, and it radiates unblocked. Whereas with someone that's still developing their light nature, blossoming their light nature, the light comes through. But then as it tries to flow out, sometimes it will flow out successfully and sometimes it will hit a snag. It will hit some kind of blockage. That's my recommendation to everyone, is develop your relationship with the light any way you can and develop your understanding of anything in the universe that would hamper that light shining through everyone. May that be of some kind of help to someone.
Absolutely. You know, you talk a little bit about addictions, and as we go into the new year, as I said earlier, we sort of list off our resolutions, and a lot of times there are addictions, and we could do probably 10 shows on addictions because there's
so
much more to addictions, because it's not just, you know, smoking or alcohol or, you know, all the things that we list at the beginning of the year. I mean, it's pretty much everything. It's us distracting ourselves with books, with TV, with, I mean, everything is a distraction, which to me is our way of addicting to something so that we don't have to be fully present. We don't have to be fully here. And that's a problem. I mean, in so many ways, yes, certain addictions can be much more difficult for people. But you had said, you know, sometimes you can clear an addiction, and it's has to do with intention and has to do with being very conscious. But for a lot of people, mental process than it is from a being level, which doesn't really help us because we can't think our way through things necessarily. We can use our mind. It's brilliant. It's there for a reason. But if it's not felt, if it's not actually from, you know, a deeper connection with things, it kind of falls short.
Yes, I agree. I agree totally. And this is all, of course, interconnected. So again, when we talk about adoring the light and loving the light, whatever our quote-unquote addiction, whatever it is that we utilize to fill up the holes within us, you know, so we're feeling we're not enough of this, we don't have enough of that, so I need this. So these are coping mechanisms that we utilize along the way to enlightenment. And so how exactly, as you mentioned, dearest Lori, then if we just do a mental, there is the mental approach. Buddhism, you know, some forms of Buddhism rely a lot on mental exercises, on a lot of declarations, and that is great. And apparently it works because you have millions and millions and millions of people in the world practicing Buddhism. And then there are others who need and benefit from ritual. I really recommend ritual so much because I feel that it's so important to get out of our mind. Yes, our mind, like you said, is a powerful instrument. It will help us. It will support us. And then we need to move the energy. And we do that through moving the body, moving the hands, ringing the bell, playing the drum, playing the flute. We move the energy, the atmosphere through the sound waves. So everyone must find their way. But I feel that if also back to the battle, you know, the battle idea of how to dissolve, how to win, you know, I like the words winning the battle of the soul, because within the soul there is that battle. Do I have that extra chocolate chip cookie? You know, do I continue to smoke? Do I do this? Do I continue in toxic relationships? Do I allow people to devalue me and still continue to chase after them? Do I continue to stay up too late and then, you know, not have enough energy the next day? Or do I continue to be late for my appointments? There's, like you said, so many layers and so many kinds of addictions of behavior that is self-destructive and does not help us to become truly happy, balanced, harmonic beings that are in harmony with the light, love, and all the brilliance and greatness that is available to us to be. So I feel that it becomes easier when we relate to the golden virtues. You know, we talk about the golden virtues, but oftentimes we don't name them as golden virtues, golden qualities, and they are actual energies. So, for example, we can say joy and talk about joy, and it's very different when we start thinking of joy as this golden energy that must be invoked in order to be with us. We have to invite. You know, you may have a good friend, and they may not be able to read your mind all the time that you want them to come visit. So it's good when you actually make the effort and you call on them and say, you know what, I really appreciate you so much. I just think you're so great. Won't you please come and visit me? So the same with joy, the same with self-love, the same with discipline and purity, the same with all these golden courage, for example. Lots of people want to be more courageous. So if we start keeping company, like write out the qualities, put them on your mirror, on your bathroom mirror, near your bed, and talk to them and invoke them. Oh, angel of joy. Oh, angel of purity. Oh, great light force of self-love. You know, you can give them any name you want, but see them as these angelic, divine beings. In fact, the archangels are often given specific qualities. They're described according to specific golden qualities. So if we invoke those, then do your ritual. Rattle around yourself with the shamanic healing rattle. Use the bell. You know, do whatever rituals you connect with and send the sacred sound through your body through mantra repetition. If you do that, You are strengthened, you are emboldened, you are empowered, and you have a much greater chance of being successful in whatever it is you desire to change within yourself. And of course, the words I am are so powerful. So it's always good to affirm you've already done it and say, you know, I am mighty, I am courageous, I am full of self-love, I am respecting of myself, I am creative, I am spiritual, I am inspired. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say it, let it be with you, make it one with you. So as you see, you don't have to rhyme, just do it. Sing it, sing it, sing it, say it, say it, move it, move it, move that energy.
I like that. That's good. You know, you talked about rituals. Rituals are so important, but it's the sacredness of them that...
Yes. Yes, it becomes rote. So instead of being something that's rote, I find that if we think of what it is and who it is that we are invoking, and that's where it's important for us to practice going from the superficial to the profound, because many people don't allow themselves to go to the profound unless they are in a deep crisis. Why should we wait? Do it now. Do it today. Contemplate grace. Contemplate the light. Contemplate the angels or the ascended masters or certain meditation masters, yoga masters, whoever it is that inspires you. Connect with them and they will connect with you. And remember that you're never alone. Whether you see your spirit guides and your divine protectors or not, they are with you every step of the way.
If you'd like another message to sort of inspire us for 2019.
Thank you so much. Well, I do want to invite everyone to our website because we are just working away with a joyful heart, creating new books, meditations, podcasts, just so many great things, and all for you, my dear ones. So I want you to know that I love you so very much that just saying that brings tears to my eyes. It's a real love. It's a true love, and I'm not the only one. There are legions of light already with you. They are spirit guides, divine protectors, beings, energies, and forces that you have a connection to, and they all want the same thing for you, the very best. They want happiness, true balance for you. They want you to be your luminous expression as you were created to be in its most pure, wonderful, brilliant, joyful, radiant form. So contemplate that often. Pray for it, my dear ones. Pray for it. Ask it to be revealed to you, that you experience it. The key is, the key to happiness, the key to enlightenment, is to forge that relationship with your higher self, with your luminous self, with your enlightened self, with your liberated self, and all the energies, ancestors, masters, spirit guides, divine protectors, forces, elements, energies, all of these luminous forms that adore you, that believe in you. So align, 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 and continue your studies. And apply yourself with great dedication to your higher self, to your impeccable warrior of light. May 2019 bring forth great revelations on who you really are, on your luminous essence, and what you are capable of, what you are capable of as a heroic luminous being. So remember, I love you, we love you, we all love you with all of our being. J. J. Ma. Endless victories to the light.
You've been listening to News for the Heart. We're beginning with the heart of what matters with Gita's sacred song, Peace Mother.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.